Please, the Enlightenment and the pre-classical style, the style galant and the rococo. This is a classic timeout. It's time to take a little parenthetical excursion, which would be called a sidebar of note if this was a textbook. We've got to spend some time discussing the musical stylistic traditions from which Haydn grew, his musical ancestors and contemporaries. Johann Sebastian Bach lived from 1685 to 1750. Johann Sebastian's extraordinary music is the transcendent example of high or late Baroque musical style. Please, I want us to listen to some Bach just to get some in our ear. This is from his B minor mass. It is the Osana heard during the Sanctus, written in 1748. Please, in 1748, Haydn would have been 16 years old. So this music is contemporary with Haydn's adolescence. Let's take a listen, and we'll talk about it afterwards. Osana, Osana. Okay, what have we got here? What makes this a brilliant example of high Baroque musical style? Okay, here goes. One, the melodic character. Typical of the Baroque, the melodic surface here is busy, notey, very exuberant, very elaborate, filled with detail. Two, the harmonic character. Typical of the Baroque, the harmonies change in a regular, orderly and fairly predictable manner, having the effect of reining in and controlling the melodic exuberance and detail of the music. Three, the duality of Baroque art. Typical, then, of Baroque art in general, this excerpt exhibits the Baroque duality of an exuberant, detailed surface, in this case melody, controlled by careful, systematic logic, in this case, the harmonies. Four, expressive content typical of the Baroque. This music wears its expressive content on its sleeve. In the case of this excerpt, the expressive message is one of unrestrained joy and even ecstasy. And even more importantly, the sheer magnificence of this music is typical of the magnificence and monumentality of Baroque art. After having said all of that, let's listen to a bit of the Bach again. Osana, Osana. Behind the Baroque's fascination with emotional exuberance, tempered with intellectual control, was a vision of the cosmos as an infinitely complex construct, that's exuberant, that was nevertheless underlain by God's own logic and systemic organization, that's the control factor. And much of the magnificence in Baroque art was a celebration of both the magnificence of God and that of the absolute monarchs who claimed to rule by divine right and who commissioned so much of the art of the era. Now, even as J.S. Bach was writing this mighty Osana, a new style of music was emerging from Italy, a style of music much more in sync with the new social vision spreading across Europe, the so-called Enlightenment. The Enlightenment was that revolution of the individual, that period of Western history that saw the great and growing middle class enter the mainstream of European society for the first time. Correspondingly, the mid-18th century saw the institutions of Europe, political, educational, social, economic, and artistic, slowly but inexorably lower their focus from the high clergy and aristocracy to this new class emerging from the new European mercantilism and the very, very beginnings of the Industrial Revolution.